I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I actually spoke to some of the whistleblowers that they actually had testify, and it's chilling. When I first went to Minnesota, which was in January, and we had been dealing with Minnesota for several months, as they began to acknowledge more and more that they had lost control of the narrative, but also the actual program that, you know, Medicaid has to offer in Minnesota, which is these 14 specific issues like transporting people to a doctor's office. Things, by the way, your family would often do for you. The state was paying for it. We have that allowance in Medicaid, but they had not challenged the basic program integrity, which is so critical. You can't just trust somebody. If you have an unlicensed person in an unmonitored setting providing a service that's unclear, you really have to be careful about who you're giving money to. Wow. So they had programs like, for example, these transportation to the doctor's office, right? That was supposed to be $1 million a year. I mean, how expensive could it be? Imagine just taking a cab to the doctor's office, right, and getting reimbursed by the state. It was cost them $100 million.
Oh my God.
Maria, they shut the program down. We insisted on it. Why? Because if you have that much fraud in a program, it's mostly not worth doing.
No. And did you hear what he said? Providing transportation? And of course, many of them never took any transportation if they even existed. We're talking about the fraud, not just in Minnesota, but elsewhere across the nation. That's Dr. Mehmet Oz. He is now our administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has been since 2025, and pointing out how much fraud and activity we have going on. And we still probably are just seeing the tip, and we'll never get a full accounting. And more importantly, we will never get full retribution to the American taxpayer. We'll lock some people up, which we indeed have. We've convicted them, and they're serving time now. And they'll probably be ordered to pay something like an $8 million fine. You're never going to see that money. We're going to break this down in more detail as we move forward. Thanks for joining us for hour number two, Larry Connors USA, on August 5, 2026. With Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, commentary, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when we began that hour. And later, we'll be joined by Judd Dunning with Newsmax and talking about Trump warning that we are moving closer to communism. And you look at the elections that took place yesterday in some parts of the nation. They're electing Democrat socialist, which is short step from there to Marxism to communism. Look at New York. New York City's already there. Not into communism, quote, yet, but it is so close. So Judd Dunning will be discussing that as we move forward. And reminding you that you can always listen to us wherever you are, wherever you are. Download our app on your phone. It's free. News Talk STL. Download it on your phone. Open it up and listen to whatever we have on the air at that moment, which right now would be Larry Connors USA. And reminding you, we are live streaming at this point. You can watch the program. You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, and Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast. LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook, News Talk STL, or anywhere you get your podcast forms, search Larry Connors USA. We will be there for you. And when you listen at a later point, I only have one request. Please push the button to share. Send it on to others that need to be hearing the message. Get them involved. We are, as I was discussing with my guest last hour, we're moving closer to communism and through Marxism because too many people are busy with daily life. I understand that. is part of my JOB to make sure I stay on top of this stuff. So you don't have to do all the digging. You don't have to listen to the CRAP being put out by legacy media. But you get facts. And I give you sources. I never try to hide it. So you can check it out. And I do not ask you to blindly follow me either. I don't consider you sheep. You have a thinking brain. Use it. And also multiply it with your family and friends. And even your enemies. Try to enlighten them, if you can, without them going hair on fire, burning emotional. You look at all the fraud that we have in Medicare. You have phantom billing, charging for tests or care that never happened, charging for transportation that never happened. You also have up-coding, billing more when the cheaper service was available. Well, rather than it do it this way, let's do it this way. The patient doesn't see any difference in it, but the billing code entered gets a higher dollar return. Government tax dollars, your tax dollars. And of course, the old-fashioned kickback scheme, paying money to a doctor or clinic to refer patients. And of course, identity theft. Using your Medicare number for fake care. Maybe you don't realize it until months, years later. I get a Medicare statement every year, every month, and doctor's statement of some type. I go over to make sure, did I get that service? And of course, I don't know if it got upcoded. That I don't know, but I can tell when they say, your maximum bill you should be paying is $7 and something. Well, that's great. But I look over here that maybe the whole thing was something like $1,200. So that means tax dollars being used to cover Medicare and our Social Security benefits or insurance, private or public. I don't know for sure how accurate it is, but I look at it every time it comes in, and so should you. And I have called and reached out to some doctors saying, I don't think I got that. Would you double check? And, oh, yeah, that was a mistake. And I'm going to accept those doctors because I trust them anyway that it was a mistake. But you take that opportunity, it becomes not a mistake but fraud. Speaking of frauds, Dr. Fauci is now fully unveiled as to what he was preaching to us during COVID, and at the same time he was writing these journals and diaries using a government computer. That's how Senator Rand Paul was able to get access to, quote, his personal diary or journal. He's doing it on a government computer system. Well, of course we have access to that. Senator Ted Cruz lays out some of the obvious, shameful things he did.
Look at his diaries also that show just a megalomaniac. I mean, he was just, he described himself as a rock star on TV. He was interested in being in TV rather than saving people's lives. And so he faced a challenge because, yes, the pardon that Joe Biden corruptly gave him to cover up from his criminality, that was retrospective. That covered past crimes. But if he went to the Senate and lied again yesterday, I believe the Department of Justice would prosecute him for lying to Congress under oath. And so Dr. Fauci was not willing to tell the truth that he was a craven liar who destroyed jobs, who destroyed lives, who destroyed the future of kids. Another lie that he revealed in his diary is he was reveling in convincing Democrats in New York and California to shut down schools. He was thrilled that he convinced them to shut down schools. And then Dr. Fauci went on TV and said, oh, I wasn't for the shutdowns. I didn't urge anyone to shut down schools.
Yeah, I did.
That was a lie. And Maria, I think 10 years from now, social scientists are going to look back at the school shutdowns during the COVID pandemic and view it as the most inexplicable, disastrous public policy decision in modern times. We now have the data that the learning loss due to Democrats shutting down schools for over a year is the highest that has ever been recorded. And the racial gap, the gap between African-American and white students, the gap between Hispanic and white students grew more due to the Democrat shutdowns, due to Dr. Fauci shutdowns, than it ever has in the history of America.
And you know what? In Minnesota, if you were one of the whistleblowers calling out that, hey, they're cheating, we need to shut it down, you were being called racist, especially if you went after the Somalia community, which is where a lot of it was taking place. They, the fraudsters, were the ones who were really racist because they were preying upon their own people. I'm looking at a story here out of Las Vegas. A Las Vegas couple found that they had, as I was telling you earlier, check any medical billing you get. They realized there were some suspicious Medicare charges for equipment they, one, never ordered. Well, obviously that raises concern about a possible nationwide Medicare fraud scheme involving that company. And again, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Coming up, Trump is talking tougher than tougher. But where are we going to be going with it? Do we have another Iranian deal or what?
The one thing that I heard in the president's remarks yesterday was when he said, "This is your final warning." That's the first time I've heard him explicitly say that. And so we've seen that the president runs out of patience. We've seen that some of the Gulf states are running out of patience. And so I do think that this is the next step of going down the military target list. CENTCOM reports that they've struck 5,000 targets in Iran. And there's 20% remaining of that original target list. What you're going to see next is in the target list is striking the energy infrastructure, among other things. And that's going to be significant because a country twice the size of Texas will be out of electricity. And so I think that what you're seeing now with the Iranians is they're just kind of struggling to widen this conflict and lengthen it and try to get the Americans and particularly President Trump to run out of interest. But I think the president will run out of patience before he runs out of interest.
Yeah, I agree with that. And that's retired Marine Colonel Mike Jernigan, talking about where we are and where he thinks we're going to be. And he makes a good point. He said, Trump did say, "This is your final warning." That's putting a stake in the ground. I want to see him abide by it. If they don't absolutely back off and agree to everything at this point, punish them. Unfortunately, that will mean some collateral damage. And they don't care if Iranian innocents are hurt. It's just like in the Gaza Strip, when Hamas was hiding in tunnels built under baby beds and hospitals. Which, by the way, the IDF was still in that region. And they just found another underground Gaza tunnel. They had a dog sniffing for explosive devices, and he led them right to this tunnel, and they uncovered a mass amount. So even though supposedly Hamas is not fighting in Gaza, they are still preparing, and they would rise up again. We, on our hand, are having to deal with a munitions issue. Former Trump security deputy advisor, who's now with the Heritage Foundation, Victoria Coates.
Bear in mind, I mean, this is what President Trump inherited after 4 years of Joe Biden, you know, giving as much as it takes for as long as it takes to Ukraine, but at the same time shrinking our defense budgets overall when you account for inflation, not making the kind of historic investments we needed. We knew at that point under President Biden that we had Russia on the march. We knew we had China engaging in a historic military buildup, and we were asleep at the wheel. And so, you know, we've given away so much of our stockpiles. It's not surprising that things are getting low, you know, after 6 months of war. But this is why the president's $1.5 trillion budget request for the Department of War is so critically important. We have to get that through Congress. We have to invest that money wisely in the sorts of things we're going to need if we, God forbid, have a second front open up in the Indo-Pacific.
The Indo-Pacific being Taiwan and reference China. China knows we're short. She's not giving away any secrets. All of our adversaries know that. And we are putting pressure on our munitions makers to step up production. We need more precision strike missiles. We need more Patriot air defense systems. We've already apparently used 50% of what we have available. Our high interceptors, our high altitude interceptors, they're either 50 to 80% used or depleted. Tomahawks, other long range missiles, some of those produced in the St. Charles area, down by 20 to 30%. Now, I will raise this question. Is this why Trump keeps extending the olive branch to Iran? Because we're trying to get more weapons produced, at the same time not use more right away. This might be buying them time. If so, they're happy with it. But we cannot fight beyond Iran at this point if we had to. We would, but it'd come at a high sacrifice and more danger to our troops. Now, again, I'm not in favor of putting U.S. boots on the ground in Iran, except for a special mission in and out. But yeah, I think we're going to have to absolutely devastate what's left of Iran, and then finally we'll get a way to rebuild it, like we're trying to do in Gaza. We have to recognize our limitations. I know, sound a little bit like Clint Eastwood. Man's got to know his limits. But there's an underline behind that. Man's got to know his limits and do something about it. So I'm not sure if Trump is not stalling, but giving them every opportunity, not only for the benefit of the Iranian people, but for the benefit of the fact of where we stand right now with munitions. And if Obama and Biden had done their job, we wouldn't be that short of those munitions, and we certainly would not be short something like almost 100 plus naval ships. But that was then, and this is now. And our concern needs to be, what about tomorrow? My next guest says, I think maybe we are moving closer to communism. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I'm proud to say that Wellington Environmental has been sponsoring Larry Connors USA for a dozen years. Wellington can help you with any hazardous issues at your home or office. But Wellington also protects our troops, our nation. Recently, Wellington has been disinfecting Army vehicles and equipment just back from overseas deployment, making sure they did not bring back disease or other contaminants. Wellington is also working on some classified jobs with Boeing and has for years. One hospital had issues with possibly contaminated water. Wellington is on the job. In addition to all these big jobs, Wellington can make sure there are no health hazards in your home. He's done it for me. So I'm more than glad to endorse Wellington Environmental. Check them out. EnvironmentalCare.com. EnvironmentalCare.com. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. This is Larry Connors, and this is a fact. Nobody beats John Beal on roof repairs or a whole new roof. Nobody. Oh, sure, somebody might offer you a cheaper price, but you're not getting same quality materials and work that John Beal provides. I like John Beall's approach. You buy it cheap, you're going to end up doing it all over again. Does that sound like a smart idea? Nobody beats John Beall Roofing. Call my friend John, 1-800-JOHN-BEALL, 1-800-JOHN-BEALL.
So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love it. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. She'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. Well, what deep in love? Yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. My next guest wrote this line. Are you listening? The God that failed and will fail again more than 150 million lives later. The shadows of communism, cultural Marxism and socialism that lie waiting beyond Trump in 2026. Judd Dunning wrote those. Judd Dunning is a Newsmax columnist and opinion insider. Judd, welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're on a speakerphone. Sound like you're
No, but I'm in a big room. How do I sound now?
Okay, all right.
Let me get on my.
Well, I just want to make sure we have a good, clean signal. I'm not trying to tell
How's
you
that. That, that, better,
that's,
guys?
That's
that
better? Better. That's better. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. That line that I just read is kind of the long title, but I think accurate title of a new column you put out, and then you do admit down in it, this is not fear mongering. Explain.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's just history, right? I mean, you have to really look at what happened after World War II. I mean, we won the war on both fronts, and then the Soviet bloc fell down, and they pulled, you know, half of the Baltic states back into communism, and a new war immediately launched in good times when prosperity and liberty were at our doorsteps. You know, it's happened in history before, and nothing as good has happened since then, right? We have 94 million deaths of every communistic, socialistic, cultural Marxist experiment. But what happens is people get disassociated from history. They think that, you know, this is the whole root of progressivism, right? We can perfect man, but the eternal discussion we're having is only 81 years ago. It hasn't been that long since humans acted like humans, and we found that we could not, from each according to his needs, from Karl Marx.
Right.
This idea, universal income, is still the nanny state sitting there in the distance saying it's going to take care of those that don't want to do the hard work and take the risk to be American. So, I mean, I think it's pretty, all you have to do is look at history, and you have to look at time, that not that much time has passed. And now we've got a reactionary cycle coming after Trump, right? It's the not Biden people, the not Trump people.
Yep.
We swing left to right, and it is metastasized, and it is sitting in the darkness, and it's moving quickly, even while Trump's in office.
Well, and that's a key point. Even while Trump is in office and conservatives supposedly are awake, the Democrat socialists are now, quote, inside the Democrat Party tent, and they're pushing, quote, Democrats out. Abu Sayyed winning the Democrat primary against Haley Stevens, long-term for Michigan. And I see another race that they're counting on to win. I believe it was in Wisconsin, pushing another Democrat socialist. We got Mondami and everything he's done. They will multiply at Tallarico down in Texas. And if they get into the right positions, the vote will not be just between Democrats and Republicans. It'll be between Americans that love our country and those that want to destroy it.
Yeah, and it's hypocrisy. It creates a gifted class above the common man. That's the structure. It's not a failed economic experiment. It's a morally failed system that has cost tens of million dollars, millions of lives, $100 million lives. So the American ethos does not exist in dumbing down the performance of everyone else in order to create dynamic success, right? And what they do is they sell it to the uneducated. I mean, look at what they've done to education. The first thing they have to do, right, is they have to remove God. They have to dumb down the people, the useful idiots. Then they deconstruct family. They're doing that. Deconstruct gender. Deconstruct the success of others. Then eventually, as they're saying right now in the DSA platform, they want to state-controlled corporations. And then they redistribute by force. They have to replace God, family, citizenship, and self-government with a false God. And then that elite group says, we care. But they're going to rule for care. But that doesn't happen. Look at the elites in Hollywood. Look at the elites in Washington now that, you know, Trump was this deconstructionist, Sam Adams, Kit Carson, you know, kind of rough and tumble guy that didn't sell his soul to globalism or money at this phase of his life, right? And he's like the only person that's been destroying it. But David Horowitz said something so beautiful on my show, God rest his soul. And he said, communism, socialism, cultural Marxism does not need to be organized to be dangerous and evil. He said, it's ideas come together and tap into a collective evil to repress and rise. You have to repress, redistribute, and rise. And man, they're selling it like it's the next gift coming from God.
Oh, absolutely. And in the meantime, even inside Democrat circles, true Democrat circles, and the Democrat Party today is not the JFK Party, not even the Obama Party when you get down to it. But Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman is making more and more noise against what's happening. He said, reference the Democrat socialist, he said, I would never try to elevate a communist just because some of them have some on Twitch or whatever that is following them. But if you identify with a communist who praises Mao and Cuba, that should be foreign to any Democrat.
Enemies foreign and domestic, right?
Yep.
I absolutely agree. You know, it's interesting, though, because, you know, we have Elon, this voice of free speech. And we have these globalist technocrats that right now, Meta just joined up with Newsmax. So they're going to disseminate the information of conservatism on an equal basis. All they're doing is swinging over to who's power and kissing up to them. You know, but they're expanding this platform. Artificial intelligence in this thing going on in Texas, the flock, it's going on throughout the nations. They're tracking driver's licenses, traffic of all of us across the nation. There's a lot of uproar about it. We're that far. If this ideology takes root, now the technocracy can install it so quickly. We could have social credit scores. We could have smart cities. We could have tracked travel. We could have our currency shut down. I mean, it's a moment in time where we have to scream, yell, pound the floor. And here's my statement. Let's make communism evil again. Because it is evil.
I agree. And here's a double-edged sword here. Flock cameras can be a real value to law enforcement. They're trying to find a child that's been kidnapped or someone that's wanted for a heinous crime.
Yeah.
But gathering the information and then using it outside the source. We see that already, have seen it during the Biden administration, weaponizing the FBI, using FISA warrants, abusing the Patriot Act. And it was put in place at a time when we were all certainly fearful after 9/11. And on one hand, my position was, I don't have anything to hide. But the issue is, more than that, if they're going to have it and use it against you in the future, when there's no harm done.
Yeah, you know, I just have this such an interesting observation. I watched, by the way, it's great. I'm not a big fan of Tom Hanks, but he's got his World War II special, and it's really beautifully done. If you want to look at communism, you want to look at the struggles we've been through, what freedom costs, I definitely recommend it. It's fantastic. 20 episodes.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you really look at how we were trying to find the enemy, they couldn't even find ships to bomb back then. We didn't have radar capacity. The entire world was protected without tracking information. Like we did we did maintain freedom and liberty without tracking everybody's singular movement. I mean, yeah, sure, it's positive. But behind that, in a unified force, you have the Communist Party USA, the Party for Socialism Liberation, the Socialist Alternative, the Freedom Road Socialist Organization, the Workers' World Party, the Revolutionary Communists of America, and then you have the Chinese Communist Party, the United Front, the Chinese State Cyber Community. There are so many actually organized forces of socialism, communism. And my uncle was vice president of Merrill Lynch for 42 years, worked his tail off. And one day he called me, said, you know, he said, John's my real name. He said, I was looking at the paper, and he goes, this during Obama's period. He said, this is the first time I've seen an administration role with a number of publicly acclaimed communist Marxist participants. Wow. And if you remember that moment in time, Obama's administration had public communists in it, and we weren't in an uproar for the first time in history. It became that, you know, that unified, and people were like, the people were tired, they're worn down. The political capital of our first Black American president was, I did not like him, but it was fabulous for the country's our lineage, right? For parity and right. clarity that any person could be president. It was great for the institutionally, it was great for us, but it became homogenized, rationalized. Oh, yeah, he has these left leanings. Well, these left leanings lead to 150 million deaths, and the experiment has never worked, man.
No.
I mean, that's what we have to keep letting people know. Last point is I think Trump's playbook for the fall is make America honest again, because we're showing graft. And if you look at what just happened, we shut down all this graft across the nation. We're bringing out all the different, you know, graft councils, all the right. clarity. If you look what's happening, people need to be disgusted with the graft of the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party, when we shut down graft, just went insolvent, because it's all powered by graft money. And
what
the Republican Party's thriving.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Judd, I want to thank you very much for your time. Judd Dunning, you see him on Newsmax. He is a Newsmax insider columnist. And again, I appreciate your time, sir.
It's a real pleasure. God bless America, everybody.
God bless America, absolutely. Coming up, more of the scandal he was just alluding to, like during COVID, and a guy who is in the middle of it changing his mind.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. I'm proud to say that Wellington Environmental has been sponsoring Larry Connors USA for a dozen years. Wellington can help you with any hazardous issues at your home or office. But Wellington also protects our troops, our nation. Recently, Wellington has been disinfecting Army vehicles and equipment just back from overseas deployment, making sure they did not bring back disease or other contaminants. Wellington is also working on some classified jobs with Boeing and has for years. One hospital had issues with possibly contaminated water. Wellington is on the job. In addition to all these big jobs, Wellington can make sure there are no health hazards in your home. He's done it for me, so I'm more than glad to endorse Wellington Environmental. Check them out, environmentalcare.com, environmentalcare.com. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass,
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Obviously, COVID remains controversial, but here's the point I would make. There's been a bipartisan effort to try to put guardrails, try to reduce gain of function research. I'm actually very supportive of those guardrails. The broader point is we can put in those guardrails. We can even ban gain of function research. Is China banning gain of function research? Are other countries, is Russia banning gain of function research? We have to understand this now as a global issue. Whatever we do alone will not prevent the next outbreak. This is something I think the administration is not paying enough attention to, and we've really got to get on top of that.
And before I let you go, you reshared a tweet that said, among other things, the available evidence overwhelmingly does not show that let me say it this way. You said that the available evidence points towards research-related incidents in Wuhan as the origin of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that we were funding research in an institution where we lacked full transparency into what research was being conducted. You agreed with that?
I did. This is going to surprise some people. You know, when I went into the White House, my view was this was almost surely a natural outbreak, maybe a lab leak. Based on information I learned and based on information I've seen, I have come to conclude that it is more likely to have been a lab leak. Here's the bottom line. No one in the United States knows for sure. The only people who know for sure are people, officials in China. And we still need transparency and accountability on that. So that is my best assessment. I'm not suggesting I know for sure, but I'm saying my best assessment is that it probably was a lab leak.
That is definitely news to hear that from you, for sure.
That's Dana Bash talking to Dr. Ashad Jha, who was the, at one point, inside the White House helping advise dealing with COVID. Supposedly recognized globally as an expert on pandemics, admitting that, yeah, I was wrong. He said, I was wrong. Basically saying I bought into Dr. Fauci's story. He was doing that on CNN with Dana Bash admitting, and even she had admitted, well, that's kind of surprising. Shouldn't be. If you guys at CNN had kept your eyes open and actually looking for news as opposed to trying to backstop Fauci at every step, you would have been raising questions. So here's a question for you. Do we currently weaponize viruses inside our nation? The official statement is we ended all offensive biological weapons programs in 1969 and signed the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention, which bans the making or keeping of biological weapons. But, I don't buy that. I believe we probably still, in certain labs inside our nation, are carrying out such research. And I don't have an issue if it's properly contained and done right. I mean, we're doing nuclear research all the time as well. You do that wrong, you could have a massive mushroom cloud over an area. And I will insist again, I think it is important that we understand what happened, that we understand what happens if you take something and weaponize it, which they did in Wuhan. I'm all about making sure we understand it. I'm not about giving that kind of funding and that opportunity to our enemies like China. That's where that went wrong. And also to remind you, and some in the St. Louis area will already know this. First of all, the current U.S. policy supposedly is only doing legal defensive biodefense work. Now, that's what I was talking about. We're looking for a defense if something is used against us, studying whatever viruses might be out there and how it might be weaponized to spread faster and quicker, especially in our population. That's a security issue. It does aim to study deadly disease, build vaccines, stop bioterrorist attacks. We've got to be able to do that. But then you get somebody that's in there that doesn't really care about the American people, nor safety. You have another Wuhan and COVID. Back during World War II, a scientific director in his position after our Allied victory in 1945 returned to teaching at the University of Wisconsin. And he was advising and continued to advise our government on issues concerning biological weapons. His name, Ira Baldwin. In 1948, he posted that the U.S. was, quote, referenced biological weapons, the U.S. was, quote, particularly vulnerable to this type of attack. So, yes, there were experiments carried out. In August 1949, the Special Operations Division operatives, with his guidance, infiltrated the largest office building in the world, spraying bacteria into the Pentagon's air handling system, which then spread through the structure. Then they moved to testing and releasing clouds supposedly containing harmless bacteria from Navy ships off Norfolk, Virginia, and also off the San Francisco coast, right back into the St. Louis area. St. Louis and other portions of the Middle West, Minneapolis and so forth, there was a Chemical Corps program called the St. Joe Program, staging mock anthrax attacks. But then in addition to staging mock attacks, there was dispersing microorganisms all the way from South Dakota to Minnesota and also inside the St. Louis area. Not the richer areas of St. Louis, but yes, the poorer areas. I remember one of the first stories I did in arriving in St. Louis was how the old Pruitt-Igoe public housing complex that has long since been destroyed, but many of you might recall it or be aware of it, that they were doing some of the testing in that area. That was a public housing complex, obviously the poorest of the poor, getting government housing, but unknown to them, they were also being used as test subjects. And then we have numerous cases documented where black soldiers or black citizens were exposed, maybe given a sample of something to see how they would react to it. Human guinea pigs. This stuff has happened before, and I don't doubt that we're not doing some of it in labs right now. I would certainly like to think we're not using humans, and I don't even want to use pets. It's bad enough when we had the cosmetic industry using pets to test their various cosmetics. We're talking about biological weapons. We have to have an understanding of them to fight them. But we have to have an understanding we're not going to compromise humans and life in the process. Can we do both? I'd say yes, we can. By the way, a threat. There has been another threat against Trump at another golf course. He didn't really get anything done. But investigators say that they found this guy waiting on the golf course for Trump to come by again, had a cache of weapons, and they found the weapons as well. And, of course, his defense will be, well, I don't know, I thought I'd just camp out here with some weapons just in case. They continue to go after Trump like this. Do you not think they're going to continue to go after other Americans? And I don't hear any Democrats, of the main group of Democrats, not the Democrat Socialist, but shouting out and railing against this. None. Where are they? This guy was picked up at it. Rancho Palos Verdes, ahead of Trump's visit to his own Trump National Golf Club. They saw that he had been walking the golf course grounds, taking photographs and videos, so they were already kind of monitoring him. 38 years old, they finally took him into custody and discovered that he had a 16-round magazine loaded with hollow-point ammunition. Searched his car, found more. Searched his home, found even more, including body armor. Secret Service obviously involved. Charges will be coming. What do you think he was intending? Would you be willing to go to a steakhouse with me in Florida, where on the first Monday of every month, diners can enjoy the meal absolutely nude? I'm just asking. I haven't been there, but I'm asking. I'll explain that more in a moment. But first, those around Fauci that once came to his defense and rally and thought he might be the best thing ever, they're walking away. They're falling off like leaves when winter is coming. And one of the latest, Bill Maher.
He was caught in actual lies. He was telling people, and the big issue to me is the origin of this, which is very important. How did it start? And he was telling people up front when it first began, it was from the wet markets. It could not, that's a conspiracy theory, if you say it, escaped from the lab. And he knew better because we have him in his diary telling us what he was saying to other scientists who were saying, no, absolutely. And the real issue here is the gain of function research. Yeah. And again, if we weren't so partisan, we could just say gain of function research. Obama told him not to do it. I would always have said, don't do it. But it's a viable debate. It's a reasonable debate. Should we soup up something that's bad, this bacteria, to study it? Maybe if it got out, it would be even worse. I think that's what did happen.
That's Bill Maher. And again, echoing what I was saying a moment ago, we might need and should be doing investigations so we're not totally blindsided. But it's going to be an extremely controlled, and the departure point for Fauci, the head of the National Institutes of Health and Infection, he was having China do it for us. Or as Trump would say, China do it. And of course, as soon as Trump started saying that, he got called xenophobic. And now we see everything in front of us, and I don't see anyone on the left coming out to defend Fauci at this point. Oh, you still had, like you did the other day with Dana Bash last weekend, talking about, you know, you weren't really doing what you were supposed to be doing. No, she wasn't saying that about Fauci. She was saying that about RFK Jr. She's still on the fence defending Fauci in many ways. More importantly, defending what they did to preserve his legacy at CNN. All right, back to the question I raised before we went to listen to Bill Maher. Want to go to a steakhouse in Florida, South Florida, Hollywood, South Florida. It's called Hollywood. It's not anywhere close to the real Hollywood of L.A., but the chef an owner has come up with a new way to attract new business and generate some attention. Well, you got it. You got Larry Connors USA to talk about it. Not in a good way, I'll remind you. He said, but we're offering a market for a new experience. Tickets to go into the restaurant to eat. And I don't know if this includes a meal. $250 for men, $150 for a woman, $300 for couples. He says it's a five-star experience with class and elegance. But adds, once you walk through the door, no clothing on the first Monday of every month. And according to the Hollywood, Florida officials, it's legal. It's legal because the staff members working are clothed. Don't worry about a hairnet. I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there. I think I will pass. I've been in Monaco, where they often go around topless. And I'll explain that in another story behind the story at some point. But there's a woman eating a salad and kind of part of her anatomy was dipping all into her salad and her salad sauce while she was eating. It is not a pretty sight. Yeah, that might be a story behind the story in the future. By the way, in case you hadn't heard and she hasn't recognized it, former squad member Cori Bush lost. Oh, so sad. So bad. We'll be back tomorrow reminding you of our pledge. Never forget this. Never forget it. One nation under God.
Follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.